Welcome to AM Best Audio.
AM Best has revised its market segment outlook for the global reinsurance segment to positive from stable, marking the first time that the positive outlook has been assigned to this sector. Part of the rationale behind that includes some key developments within the segment, including robust profit margins. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Joining us with a more detailed explanation is AM Best Senior Director Carlos Wong Fupui. And Carlos, can you explain a little bit more about the rationale, the reasoning behind AM Best moving its global re-outlook to positive?
Yes, since we started publishing segment outlooks, this is the first time that we have global reinsurance on positive. And we think that this is because this hardening cycle is a bit different from previous ones. Previous ones, what we would have is, after a number of years of a soft market, a big natural catastrophe event would happen. It would erode capital. That would trigger a very sharp spike in prices. And new entrants would flood the market, and the cycle would repeat itself. In this case, we haven't seen that. So, yes, we had a period with very soft rates before 2017, mainly triggered by very low interest rates when investors were looking for alternatives from other options. 2017, we had Harvey, Irma, Maria. And after that, investors actually starting to see for how long they could continue with these underwriting losses, so a gradual improvement in rates. But it was only in the renewals in January 2023 that we saw that inflection point. Yeah, when we saw companies had already started to improve prices, but not just that, they started to increase attachment points, being more narrow in their terms and conditions, cover. And so all this realignment of the risks that reinsurers were prepared to assume has had a huge impact. So 2021 actually was the first year when we started to see those underwriting profits. 2022, that was negated by the significant unrealized investment losses that we saw on the fixed income portfolios of a number of companies. But 2023, we've seen several companies with combined ratios well below 90%, ROEs in excess of 20%. We don't think that that is likely to repeat to such high levels for another year, but the discipline is there, the margins are there, and we believe that that's likely to continue at least for a couple of years.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I would guess it's safe to assume that you're getting some feedback around the June renewals, especially as it pertains to reinsurance pricing.
Yes, and I think that it's a bit of a mixed bag. Yeah, so at some point, the comments were, at those high layers, we started to see some flattening or even softening. But let's remember, a few weeks ago, some of the big cat modelers started warning about a very active hurricane season. We saw a pause, and I think that there is a readjustment. But all in all, what we see is there is no loosening of terms and conditions. The underwriting discipline continues.
So what are some of the factors that AM Best will be monitoring in the near to midterm?
Obviously, we are looking at any likelihood of new entrants. We don't think that that's necessarily happening, or not to the extent that we had seen in previous hard cycles. So even if some new company formations were to materialize, we don't see that being disruptive in the market. So I said, one of the issues here has been underperformance. And there is very, very strong pressure from investors to try to keep that underwriting discipline and those profits for a while. Another point that we probably need to look at very closely is what happens with interest rates. Yeah, so interest rates at the moment, so as high as they are contributing to that operating performance of a number of companies. Fortunately, companies are not taking credit for that unduly. So they are focusing on their underwriting margins. But depending on how that evolves, depending on how central banks react, and we don't think that there's going to be any change in a short period of time, we think that investor sentiment can change. Yeah, but so far, what we see is significant prudence on how capital is being deployed.
Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you.
That was AM Best Senior Director Carlos Wong Fupui. You can find the full outlook online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.